and he would break the land into
forests. Forests that have big, turned it over, you see. Yeah.
But how would he make that, those furrows, smooth?
Well, they'd have to harrow it. A harrow was a triangular sort of thing with teeth, and it would...
teeth rather than wheels.
Yes.
I see. Well, again, I'll be very glad to help you if you...
Well, I think I can manage that.
Right.
I imagine the
equipment for... Be glad to pick up the receiver and hold it.
Too late.
That's exasperating, isn't it?
If it rains again, I'm just going to let it rain because it takes a little too long to get.
I suppose it would startle a friend of yours if I were to suddenly get up and answer it. So. wonder if I had the wrong number.
Yes, they love to tease old folks like I am, you know.
We talked about wheat and oats. What was the process of getting the grain out of the...
They had what they called threshing machines. But I don't know anything about them.
All right. And the bundles of wheat or oats...
That would be shock.
That would be shock. And you raised... would you have any idea how much grain you would raise to the acre?
No.
What, raise corn?
I wouldn't because...
Yeah, I think we mentioned this earlier. When you first, you remember cutting the hay and the different steps in that process? I think you mentioned just briefly.
Well, they cut the hay and then they would have to let it dry so long. And if they had pretty weather, they'd bale it. And they had a baling machine that would bale the hay. Then they'd leave it out. I believe they'd leave it out and let it cure, or they'd call it some. And then they'd put it in the barn.
I see. Would you ever, did they ever make a little house of those bales outside for the animals to seek shelter in?
I've never known that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that some did, but...
And if too much hay gets in the barn, they make a great, great big stack of it outside. What would they call that for the animals? Well, in fact, in some places, the animals stay around it and even wear kind of a cut into the great pile. Was that ever done, I wonder?
I don't believe it has been anywhere.
You probably have seen pictures of that.
Yes, I have.
Pile of hay and the animals walk around and make an indentation.
Mm-hmm.
And the second cutting of hay or clover, what would that be called? You plant it and you harvest it once. And the second cutting might be called... does the word volunteer ever, or aftermath? Or
no,